boxes, they burst from the boxes. A rainbow of colors flash by. Peter's children behind as they spread round the turn. And I wondered just where he would fly.
Woof woof, here we go, another episode of the Sports Bet Non-Chasers. Paddy Garshagan, your host, Rhino Ross Burra and Andrew Gunner are here. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey, Mitt.
Hello, Paddy.
Oh, you guys are enthused to be in here in the new studio. Well, You're loving it, aren't you?
Hard to top you today. There's a skip in your voice.
Oh, there is. Mate, you know why there's a skip in my voice? Because there is a new segment being debuted on the Non-Chasers. I'm excited for it. I don't actually have to participate in the segment, but you two do. So that's thoroughly enjoyable. We're going to talk about Show Me the Money and how depressing. We're going to talk about Show Me the Money, and I can't even say how depressing
it is. Like me with familiarity last week.
It's turning into just listen to it so you don't bet on that dog. But we'll get to that towards the end of the program. A couple of barking mads. We're going to talk about the Richmond Oaks and Derby. I was watching the heats on Saturday night. Oh, my friend
Friday
Rhino.
Night, Friday, night.
Friday night, of course. And Mystic Riot, the $1 million chase winner, won like she should have. And it was great.
Did you know they're held at Punt Road Oval? They just go around the outside
that's
there.
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
Dusty Martin cheers them speak when they go
past. Speak when spoken to, Andrew Gunner. Horsham Cup, Saturday night. We'll give that a little bit of a dusting over. We're going to talk about some money back special on Thursday. The Dapto and Sandown Dogs. Gunner says he's got a boom dog for me. And a little bit of a Doc Peter Larkins injury update for one of our favourites on the Non-Chasers. Boys, let's start with the new segment.
Here we go.
Jesus, right. I'm calling it newly coined Pause Explain.
Please explain.
I'm actually mortified for you right now.
Gunner knows what it is. Rhino would not have the faintest of clues.
I'm actually mortified
what it is.
For you.
Now, this is
what Ryan would say, it wouldn't have a Scooby-Doo.
No, it would not have a Scooby-Doo. Now, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to show you the replay of the Superstars final on Saturday night.
Yeah. Now, we spoke. Thanks. I got to watch that heartache again.
We spoke to our man last week, and boy, he was a splendid guest. Big Robbie Brexit Britain. And he went into this race with a $1.20 favourite at the jump, starting price. Yep. Tornado Tears out of the five rug. Everything was perfect. Gunner, what yes, I'm going to ask you to do, you are going to go inside the mentality of Tornado Tears.
Ooh, you're going to
watch.
Dark place.
You're going to watch the race and you are going to speak as if you were Tornado Tears throughout the race. You don't need to barrel down the microphone. You just need to sort of tell me what you're thinking here, what you're thinking there. Here I come, bloody blah. You get the gist. Are you ready to play? Pause, explain here, Andrew.
All right, I'll do my best.
Please explain.
All right, I'm loaded in here. Big Pete's loaded me up. I'm ready to go. I just have to cover Double G in box one here and I'm right. Come on. Where's that lure? Oh, I've missed the start a bit. Missed the start of it, but I'm in midfield. I'm going to cross Double G here. Going to cross. Oh, shit. Blue Moon Rising has just completely taken me out. What a bastard. I cannot wait to catch up with him and give him one across the lips. I'm just going to hug the rail here. Oh, I'm seventh at the winning post and I'm a bloody mile behind. I can barely see the rabbit. Oh, no, I can still do this. I can still do this. This is going to be a Herculean job. I'm coming. Oh, there's a bit of traffic to get through there. No, he's peeled out. Got him covered. I'm coming home here. Come on, yes. Give me a gap and I'm through here. It's just Blue Moon Rising. He'll fall in a hole. Jesus, what's that boom down doing? Oh, shit, I've run fourth.
That was
very good, man.
That was very good. Well very done. Good. I like this segment. Good stuff. Andrew, going to give yourself a pat on the back. All right, Rhino.
Okay, mate, who have I got?
You are going to be...
And we're both writing things that we got big overs on here, so it's heartbreaking for the both of us.
You are going to be riding in the mindset of your
Black Opium.
Yeah, geez, correct. Black. Here we go. Rhino to play. Pause, explain.
Please explain.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Well, the trusty starter's about to give the signal, isn't he? Oh, we'll go. There's a signal now. Right, okay. So all I got to do is jump out, get across. Easy business here. Straight the line. Don't worry about bagel, bye bye. He's used to so. Yeah, I'm away. Well, go, 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 go. Oh, what are you? That's Dana Party. Oh, shit, right? Go, go. Get round the outside. Get round. Get out of my way. Fuck off. Don't do that. Oh, no. I cannot believe this. Like, hold on, right? I can do this. I've got pace. Where have you got this pace from? How are you just went too clear of me. What is going on here? I haven't got the ability. Nah, I've got you now. Hold on. Is there something flying up behind me? Nah, you're just thinking about the game too much. No, go on. Just keep. I hear no cramp. What? Cramp? No, tired? Oh, yeah, shit. Second.
Oh, that was so good.
Very good.
Well done, Andrew Gunner and Ryan Rossborough for play. Pause, explain. I think that's going to be a regular. Well done, fellas. That was that actually went very well, Rhino. I think you might have just got Gunner because a couple of little intricacies there that Gunner didn't add in. But no, super stuff. Super stuff.
Colourful words there.
We're going to play that. We're going to play that throughout the season. And I'll even get in there with old Pokey Bear now and then. Not this time around because that's a story for another day. All right, let's talk about the Richmond stuff. Richmond Oaks, Richmond Derby, Friday night. The Heats, as we said, were on last Friday night. Mystic Wright won like a champion. But without further ado, Rhino, do you want to crack into our proceedings?
Yeah.
We'll start with the Richmond Oaks, mate.
Yeah, go with the Derby first.
Okay, we'll go with the Derby first.
Because this would have been a dog I would have put up as a boom dog. Yeah, I think this is the best, probably one of the best pops in New South Wales at the minute, if not the best by a fair way. Basically, we got the emergence of Rockstar Beeve. Remember the name.
I thought you were going to say Rockstar Stangus.
No. Not the mighty Stang. Like, no, this lad's something very, very special. His run home time, to give you an idea, would be of the same similar ilk to Poke the Bear's run home times.
Oh, jeez.
And that's how highly you would have to think of this dog. He's touched for box 8, which is, in my opinion, where he wants. A dog in the race that I can't have at any price is Uno Fabio.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a box one bandit. Yep. When you throw him out in 5, he's got absolutely no chance. And I actually don't think he's going to do any
good
favors.
Good luck to the owners.
Yeah, four and three, in my opinion, will be absolutely murdered as soon as the box is open. So I can't fancy them.
Shit sandwich.
Yeah, well, this is exactly it. Like, Lagoon Rat's going to be going left as well in the run to the corner. Now, Black Forge may get away with a bit of early pace, but you see this Rockstar Beef, he is going to be in splendid isolation down the outside. He's going to get a solo into the corner. He's as strong a dog as there is in the competition, if not stronger by an absolute distance. And he will just sail through on the outside and win, in my opinion. And I would be ultra strong in this. I think that he's a very, very good progressive pup, and I think he's by far away the best in the race.
I like it a lot. All right, the Oaks, my friend Ryan.
Mystic Rat is back to her absolute best. I love the article I read on her with the trainer. The trainer actually says they rushed her for a few events recently, and that was the downfall of her. He let her come to herself for this event, and she showed like what she was there in the $1 million chase. She has got fantastic early. She's constantly getting boxes 7 and 8. I don't know how that's possible, but that's where she wants. I think she'll blast out make all. I don't see anything that can really contest with her early doors apart from Damn Slippery. And even at that, she made her look very ordinary last week. So, yeah, I think she'll just blast out and win.
Put in takeout for Mystic Wright?
What?
Put in takeout?
Nah. Put in takeout. Nah, I wouldn't go that far. Like, but, yeah, put in, maybe have one glance at the camera or at the TV and then look back again. Watch it to Francis.
Very fair. I like it. Gunner, you got anything for the Richmond Oaks and Derby, or are you sort of staying in your home state this podcast?
I did watch the heats last week, but it's Rhino's territory, not mine, but was impressed with the run of Mystic Wright last week. That one does burn in the memory.
There is exciting times when the Non-Chasers podcast WhatsApp group fires up at about 9:30 p.m. on a Friday
when
night.
You're 10,
see Mystic Wright?
When you're 10 deep with one hand on the remote and the other hand down your pants. watching all the dogs action.
Oh, you are a freak. Good stuff. All right, so you're not going to have a play?
No, I haven't looked at it in depth, and I don't like tipping when that's the case.
Smart. All right, well, we'll lean on you then for a bit of Horsham Cup action on the Saturday night.
Yes, heats yesterday afternoon, and it's drawn a very good little field here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go quickly through these. Nervous and weird, really good draw. Just think it's a little bit vulnerable late, but will be in the pointy end early. Aston it is. I thought this was a blowout chance. There was 30-1 in the market, more on the place side of things than the win side of things. When it draws out, it usually stays wide, but if you look at its rails runs throughout its career, it generally sticks close to the rail when drawn in. Could probably follow Nervous and Weird through early and be closing really quickly late. Axel Footloose, just think it lacks a bit of class for this. Baruga Brett, he's been a bit hit and miss lately at Box Rise. This looks an awkward draw and an awkward map. If he makes a mistake early, be gone. Orson Allen picks himself. Started really well yesterday afternoon, and he'll be hard to catch. The only thing that I see happening to him is if Italian Plastic comes down on him early from box eight. Otherwise, he'll be really difficult to run down. Blue Striker just lacks a bit of overall class for these. Buy Me Diamonds, don't think it can cross from this draw. I'm picking Orson Allen in this one. As I said, he just picks himself, but I'd definitely be having an each-way throw at Aston. It is at 30-1 if you can get that.
Jesus. 30, where are you getting 30-1?
Well, it's not 30-1 with us, so I'll put it that way. Ooh.
Smart.
From maybe, look, that's just how I've seen it, and that's how you got to call it when you price them up.
Orson Allen, $2.20.
Yeah, I
3 weeks ago, this is the best dog in the land.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
There's one other dog in that race that I recognise.
The one thing I'll say about Orson Allen is he has been absolutely luckless at these one-turn finals. That Geelong final where he got gunned down by the Thompson dog that reeled off a ridiculous Aston Cometto, reeled off a ridiculous sectional late to pip him by about a nose. Warrigal Cup, he had no luck there either. So he is due for a one-turner.
Very good. All right. Well done.
Okay. Nice little condescending clip there from you.
Like it. Horsham Cup, there's your good oil. Fellas, well... Gunner. Boomdog?
I've got a couple here. Cause
speaking of Boomdogs, you went down to the air show.
Yep.
Down near Lara Way.
Yes.
That would have distracted a few old greyhounds, wouldn't you have thought?
No doubt, because those things are bloody loud. And considering how dogs react to fireworks on New Year's Eve and Australia Day and all those big events, I'm pretty sure that they wouldn't be enjoying it.
Could you imagine how filthy you would be if you were Corey Grenfell or something and, the air show ruined one of your dogs? You're an Orson Allen. Never could run well again because it busted an eardrum or something because stupid fighter hornet jet went past.
I remember there was a horse of Mike Maroney's, if you remember Super Saturday back in March, quite a few years ago now, where that massive hailstorm came through Melbourne and there was... lightning and thunder and those massive hailstorms and they called the meeting off and Melbourne got bruised and battered. That horse was never the same since. So there's no doubt it affects some animals. Just thinking off the top of my head, none of the local trainers from Avalon and Lara, not sure if they actually saluted on Saturday night. Miss Splendor Miro, Tornado Tears, Orson Allen.
Mate, so, I'm telling you.
There's a lot more that goes into it than that.
I hope they're sending the prize money invoice to the Avalon Air Show organisers.
Yeah, might have to, every 2 years, somewhere else opens up the kennel so the dogs can just go away for some peace and quiet.
Smart. Head to the boarding house. All right, give us your boom dog. Or two.
A couple here, because Ryan's dropped the ball in his home state and he hasn't picked up on this one.
No, this is midnight thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you want to take it?
No, you go away, mate.
Yeah,
no.
So Midnight Dare, it's a Pringle dog that... came out at Bathurst last week and just helped me out with the track record situation. Wasn't far off.
Oh, it wasn't far off. No. I think she was trailing around and near record times as well. So, it's not a freak one-off happening.
And hasn't had many starts and they're looking to aim it towards the golden Easter egg in a month's time. So, if they've got that opinion of it, it's got a future. But the one I really wanted to touch on was a Vic dog at... the Meadows on Saturday night. It's called Vivitar. Now, this dog ran 4.93 seconds, the first sectional at the Meadows. To put that into perspective, Fernando Bale holds the split record at 4.89 seconds. So it's a bit over half a length off that. It's had two starts for three wins, ran 29.94 on Saturday night. It's in the care of Angela Langton. Mm-hmm. Now, to put the second split into perspective, this dog did... 17.71 to the second post down the back mark, Black Opium did 17.58. So a dog only having its third race start, it's only two lengths off Black Opium to that point. Where she misses out on the rest of her time for the race is just that last sectional. So the jury's out whether get a bit stronger. Her mum, Eyes Adorable, was a handy city dog without being spectacular, and it did run over 600, so maybe there still is some strength to come. But I'll definitely be keeping an eye on a dog with that sort of early speed.
Can we get that name again, please, Andrew Gunner?
Vivitar, if that's how you say it. Apologies if that's not how it is, but...
I like it. Very good. Well, I've scribbled that one down in me list.
One to follow.
Very good. One to follow. Vivitar. And the other name of the other one was?
Midnight Dare.
Midnight Dare.
Yeah. So for those that follow New South Wales a little bit more closely, get your hands over Midnight Dare.
Good stuff. Fellas, let's play the quiz. The quiz brought to you by Smacko's Beef Strips. I love that stinger.
I love that stinger too. I was very surprised last week when I was
so good.
When I was listening back.
All right. Can we just test those buzzers, please?
Gunner.
Rhino.
Very good.
Yeah. I don't know why I say it twice, by the way.
Anyway. We're 1-1, aren't we?
It should be 2-1.
Okay. Well.
But the show that never went to air.
He won, didn't he?
Yeah. So it's 2-1.
Okay. We'll give it 2-1. All right. First question in the Schmackos non-chasers quiz.
I always try and think, what would this idiot be keeping
I don't know what to expect anymore.
Question one.
It'll be something like, who was the cover band impersonating at the Meadows on Saturday night?
You let the question meister ask his questions, mate. And you can critique them a bit later.
All right.
Because I'm sure you will be. Question one. Who came last in the Superstars on Saturday night?
Rhino.
He's frozen.
What?
He's frozen.
It's like a record stuck on.
What?
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Gunner.
A dog's name came straight into my head and it's not him.
Peppertide.
It was. Did you say this was down on the table, by the way, my answer sheet?
No, mate. I actually priced the races and watched them.
Yeah, I thought for some reason I was thinking of Vlachy Nero, and Vlachy Nero wasn't even in the race.
Like, well, so that would have been wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, question two. In what decade was a Greyhound bus line established?
Rhino.
Established? What do you mean established? Well, they put it together on
1940s?
Put it together on an assembly line.
Yeah, the Greyhound bus service was...
No, it'd have to be much earlier than that. I'm going to go 1920s.
Oh, you're a buffoon. Yes, you're right. 1920.
I'm a buffoon for getting things right. Okay.
All right. Question three. 2-0 to Rhino, to Gunner. Jeez, I've done it again. What is the name of the Irish/British dog dubbed the most famous of all time?
Rhino.
If you get this wrong, get out.
Yeah, Mick the Miller.
Yes. I like it. Do you see what I've done there?
Panic in my face, though.
just fills in, why is it the most famous?
I don't really know, because actually there was a dog called Spanish Battleship that won 3 derbies in a row.
Is Mick the Miller the one that's got the... It's statue. Etched in bronze?
Yeah. I'll give you a little caption here, boys. Mick the Miller. Was a male brindle greyhound. He's celebrated as the first great racing greyhound to compete in England, although he was born in Ireland. Despite a short 3-year racing career, his achievements were highly publicised around the world, and by the end of his career, he'd become an icon in the sport, and he has a bronze statue in Killare, where he was born.
Did he get that right?
No, but he didn't need to.
Killare?
What did you call it? It's not in Killare.
Where is it?
It's somewhere in... isn't that Clara, no?
This just shows what a... It's a piece of crap Wikipedia is.
That you just can't pronounce Irish towns.
Yeah.
Spell it out for me.
A memorial to Mick was built on the village green of his birthplace in Killare.
Spell.
K-I-L-L-E-I-G-H.
Killare. Right, okay, right. Okay, I'll give you. It's not far from Clara from where I suggest. Sorry, move on.
Good stuff. Well, 2-1. You got the question. Well done. All right. Question four, when and where was the last time Poke the Bear won a race?
Rhino. Meadows.
Gunner, Cranbourne.
It was Cranbourne.
When?
It was the Cranbourne Cup heat.
I'll give you that. 2nd of Feb. Well done. 3-1.
Jeez, was that...
It was. It's been a while.
Yeah,
Yeah.
It's been a while, and I'm lucky last, even though Gunners won again. Rhino, you need to sharpen up here, my friend.
You ask all Australian questions except one Irish question, and you ask all Vic questions. What chance do you give the bloke?
Well, feedback at the end of the quiz, please.
It's like going to the middle of China and having a quiz in English. Mate.
Quiz back. Feedback at the end of the quiz. Question five. Which trainer is currently winning the most prize money in this calendar year?
It'd have to be Rhino. I'd say it'd have to be Shona Thompson, though.
Oh, definitely got enough runners.
Yeah, just like the group races.
Most prizes, in Australia.
In Australia / New Zealand. Prize money.
It's
Australian.
Yep. Gunner, Andrew Daly.
Correct.
Yep.
Clean sweep, 519,615
clients. What was going to be your next guest, by the way?
Oh, I don't really know. Langton, is it? Langton.
No, she's a fair way down the order.
I have no idea, but to be honest.
Oh, well, the Schmackos quiz is sort of perked up to be a great quiz, and it's been a cakewalk once again. So well done to all involved. I hope you had fun playing along with that at home. Fellas, no guests this week, unfortunately, on the non-chasers.
No, we set the bar too high.
We are a quantity over quality sort of operation here in the studio, but there is rumour you might have a famous...
Famous what?
Dog handler.
Famous dog. Yeah. We'll see.
Probably shouldn't have promised that on air.
I don't think there'd be any issue. But yeah, he's a busy man, so we'll just see if we can fit him in.
Who do you speak of?
The great Peter Riley.
Oh, that would be exciting. We're going to talk dog handling with Peter Riley next week on the Non-Chasers. Giddy up.
He spends a fair bit of time in Melbourne. He might even come in the studio. We'll see.
How good. All right, Gunner. Dr. Peter Larkin's ripping Sam injury up.
With me here is Dr. Peter Larkin.
Yes, on the subject of the great man. Got sent over to Western Australia in preparation for a tilt at the Galaxy, but unfortunately succumbed to a toe injury, so that is now off the boards. Hopefully not out for too long, and hopefully we can find a race where Tornado Tears isn't running so he can get back in the winner's circle.
Because I saw Robbie's taking them, as he said to us as well. He gave us a scoop, taking them over to taking a handful of pups over to the Perth Carnival.
So if you look at the Cannington Fields for Saturday night, there's a really good Victoria versus WA race. You've got Dinah Patty not available. West on Augie's in there. I might have missed a few. Apologies for that if I have. But yeah, you're starting.
Not bloody good enough, mate.
The Perth Carnival always attracts good dogs from the eastern seaboard. So you'll be seeing some cracking heats coming
Perth
up.
Perth Carnival is when the non-chasers started last year, mate.
Yeah, that's right, actually. Go. Yeah,
it's been a year. Yep. Well done. Well done to all
first
involved.
First time we officially met after I spotted you in the crowd at Melbourne versus Geelong doing disgraceful things down on the boundary line.
And look how far we've come. Yep. Now we can talk some serious turkey about some greyhounds.
And the Thompsons are taking dogs over there as far as I know. So there's going to be an injection of really, really good dogs competing in WA.
Some fast dogs. All right, good stuff. Money back special.
Yes, we're back with two tracks now. We've twisted the arm. We've rubber-armed the promotions team into going back to two tracks across Wednesday through to Saturday night. Races 4 to 6. So Thursday night we've got Sandown and Dapto. Saturday night we've got Horsham and Wentworth Park. So just keep your eyes out for that. Every night, $25 back in bonus bets across 6 races each night.
Delicious. And have we got any we can steer the boys into, and the boys and girls, of course?
Yeah, kick us off, Ron. I've been talking for the last 10 minutes.
Adapto dog, so it's got the Macca's sign. So.
Yeah. Go two lengths clear, going past McDonald's, your home.
Can swing via.
Yeah, race 4, Soren Hawk. I thought we'd have enough early pace to get away with it. They're at a nice and handy price. She's grand in race 5.
For the Irish, that dog.
Yeah, she's grand over the trip. Yeah, I think that she might be able to steal a march on them early doors. And a dog taking a massive drop in class and grade, despite having his own thoughts about the game, is a dog called Bad Ronnie.
Good name.
He should be Saturday night Wendy City Classic, and he's... He's found himself in a bit of a rut at the minute, but this is a golden opportunity for him to go through and win. And again, I think he may get some handy odds about him.
Very nice. There you go. Gunner, you at Sandown, my friend?
Yes. Race 4 is the first of the money back specials. I wouldn't be knocking my nan over to back any of these, but I'm going to tip Spokane Flick from Box 1.
Yes, you've really sold me there, mate.
Well,
I'm going straight to me out now.
the two chances, Spokane Flick, well, yeah, as I said, like you wouldn't be having your last dollar on it. And Haley's style in box eight, I'm not convinced it's genuine. It's a bit of a non-chaser. It just always seems to run second regardless of how fast the dog up front is going. But Spokane Flick a chance to lead in this. Number five is the other one in that. But, yeah, anyway, as you can probably tell, I'm enthused with a lot of confidence in that one.
No, very good.
Race five, I'm tipping number six, Ryko Ablett. This race is much easier than recent events.
He ran really well last 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and he's been running in hot fields as well, and this is a huge step down from that. Draw not ideal out in box six, but none of these are superstars to run down and prepared to have a flutter at decent odds. He's ranging between sort of $6 and $10 in this race at the moment, so run top three, at least you get your money back. And unfortunately, in race six, we've got the prohibitive odds about your mate, the Pokey Bear. The albino bear is out over the 5.95 this week. He's drawn box three. Quite often you see dogs that are a little bit slow over the 500 step up to the 600 and they can actually lead because it's a different class of animal. And I expect the Pokey Bear to be doing the business here. But he is $1.20, 5-1 on in the old.
It's a licensed print money, that.
Don't even start.
Mate, he runs top three, right?
Okay.
You can't walk down the street. There's no one from Commonwealth Bank or ANZ saying, we'll give you a free $25 and with a chance for a 20% return. And that's what the Pokey Bear's giving you.
Correct.
That's what Sportsbet's giving you. Sorry. We just look after our customers.
Okay, very good. Let's talk. Some people
go to Disneyland to ride the roller coaster. Others just download the Sportsbet app and get going.
Oh, wow. Very good stuff. Money back special, as the fellas said. Up to 25 clams in back in bonus bets if you run second or third.
Can you stop? That is a very expensive pen. Can you stop doing those things with it? Thank you.
Apologies. Let's talk Poke the Bear. It must be some sort of...
It's the Paddy curse
or something. Since I went and gave it a little tongue tickle, it's just forgotten how to race. It's allergic to winning.
I don't think that's it. I think it's the verbal tongue lashing that you two gave at the show before.
Yeah.
And he was out on the track listening to podcasts just as he exercised in the morning. And you two have just given it to him and he's lost his confidence.
It's just... Oh. The one that really hurt me was the one 2 weeks ago.
No, which one?
Oh, the one where he's like
the one where it came second, yeah, and it was a certainty.
That's one. Yeah, that's one.
And who was it? Splendid Mirror.
For what it's worth, can I just say I mentioned this a month ago that he was not the same dog as what we expected, and you didn't believe me, and now I stand here, right, corrected.
Well,
he's about. He might just be about to find his pet distance.
Correct. Because I think he's an absolute moral certainty over 600 yards on an inside draw.
We talked briefly when you explained so elegantly Tornado Tears' race through the mind of Tornado Tears herself.
Yeah, yep.
But what happened there?
Some people said that it was double G shifting out early, but if you watch the footage, I don't know how you can't see. It's Blue Moon Rising crossing over. He hits his nose.
Should have been a protest.
He didn't give him a length or two.
Yeah.
He rears up a little bit and he just falls too far back. But to Rob Britton's credit, that's what he said last week on the show, that he was worried about the box draw for it. I think he was more leaning towards Black Impala coming out on him early. But that's just what happens in finals. And it just demonstrates how important it is in greyhound racing to be leading. Because when you're out in front, you don't have the same bad luck as those that are behind you.
You create your own luck, don't you, Gunner? As they say, you get that on the big jobs. Yep. All right.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money.
Dollar, dollar. It every time.
I do.
You do.
Does Rhino know what you're
still doing? I always get wigged out why he would go silent and then I realise that it's the thing coming in. Like, yeah, it's okay, right? Yeah.
All right. Now, this, if you've enjoyed the podcast now, then you're probably better off just to turn it off now because you've heard everything you need to hear.
Don't turn off. Still plenty of good stuff to come.
There's plenty of still... No, we joke. But this may as well be a winning tip repellent, this segment, because we cannot find a bloody winner in the Show Me the Money tipping competition.
Well, now, I found one tomorrow night. This is home.
Oh, okay. Well, without further ado, then, Andrew Gunner.
Race one, number three at Sandown, Mapunga Wonder.
Okay.
Is it that pop that won the maiden?
On Sunday, yep.
Yeah, yeah, it's a decent pop, but...
thanks, mate.
sorry.
As we just wander off into our own thoughts.
Yeah. No, I was watching. I tossed and turned about a few bets here, and one that I really debated, which I'm not going to go for, is the Black Opium Poke the Bar double.
Oh, he's changing it up.
I'm not going to go for it because they're like taboo to me, these two. They just won't win when I'm on. So I'm going to stick to my own opinion and I'm going to stay in my own jurisdiction and I'm going to go for full strength bet, Rockstar Beef.
Rockstar Beef. Well, you know
it's
what?
It's a good name. Rockstar Beef.
I'm going in the same race.
Which race?
The Richmond
Derby. Oh, I know what you're... Oh, no.
What?
Hang on.
You're going to go with the Oaks?
Yeah.
No, why? Why can't I go to the Derby?
Okay, go to the Derby and take me on, mate. That's fine.
I'm going for broke. Because I'm the kiss of death. We established this last week.
I'm going to tip something at 20 to 1 here.
Yeah.
And the kiss of death is coming in home, coming in hot. I'm going for Fabio.
Listen, I lay up myself. How much do you want on it?
What box has Fabio five. Got? Oh, jeez.
8 to 1, the yeah. 5. This will get me that's back into like the unders. Black. Yeah,
that's going to go off 12 to 1. Like.
This is going to get me back into it. You're going Rockstar Beav at 3:30. Gunner, who'd you say again?
Mapunga Wonder. Not sure what price it is in the market at the moment. It's around the $3 mark, I think.
Beautiful. Well, the running tally, I know I'm at a negative set.
Why do we need it?
I have not had a winner. I've had 4 seconds. I cannot break through. You've had one or two?
Yeah, I reckon I'm negative 210, but we need to add these
up. We need to go back.
Yeah. I have no idea what
I had. Well, Rhino would have been... nicely nestled into the black. It had black opium.
Yeah. Oh, if Sputs and Candy Nuts, come on.
Come on, mate. It was a pretty good bloody race from it.
Yeah, but we don't deal in hyperbole. Is there the win or they don't?
Okay, well, there you got me. I got my old technicality.
I got the place later. I got the place lay poke with Rado in my lay of the day.
Yeah, good stuff. Barky mad. There we almost forgot. Any lays?
Yeah, I'm just gonna go all in. The race forward, the first of the money back specials. I touched on Haley Style, just seems to run second. It's around the $3.20 quote. I'm taking it on.
Beautiful.
I could be a real prick here. I'm poo-doodle Fabio. All
the segments really are intertwined here.
It's all
tied up
in
one
big equation. I'm not going to do it.
It's a hotbed of self-interest.
I'm not going to do it, though. I'm going to go for lay of the day on Zip and Bailey in the Oaks. I think she's incredibly fast pitch that has received an awful lot of luck in running in the last few times, and I imagine that jar of luck will run out very soon.
Well, I'm telling you that Anthony has a party. He's going to get Fabio right, and it's going to win. It's going to win for your host, your loyal host. Fellas, I think that wraps us up. Been a nice punchy show, nice little segment there at the top of the program. Look, I don't even know why I didn't involve myself in that one. I'll let you guys be the guinea pigs, and I'll be coming to the party next time and... it'd be good.
We need to get you involved in a few other things, I think. One day we might just turn the show on its ear and we'll see what happens.
Oh, good stuff. Fellas, as always, thank you for coming on and talking some Greyhound chat with us.
Thanks, Paddy.
Thanks, buddy, man. Cheers.
Very good. And as always, if you do want to have a crack Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, maybe even Sunday, please do so in a responsible manner on the Greyhounds. And we hope that this week... Show me the money. We'll provide fruitful for all you loyal listeners. Now, we appreciate it. One thing before we go, remember, keep sending in stuff on social for your chance to run the dog at the back end of the year. Exciting stuff. You can win $2,000 for racing a greyhound.
All you have to do is that a bucket list? Send in a video or a tweet or something. It doesn't take much.
Get chatty. That's what it is.
A couple of bags, as Ryan would say.
Get social. That's correct. $2,000. Schmackos into the skyrocket if you can beat the Greyhound. Do you know who the Greyhound's going to beat?
No, that might be something that you could send in. Ooh. What Greyhound would you like the human
like to
race?
I'd like to nominate Frosty Black.
Well, I think Paddy might have been suggesting the same thing as well.
Yeah. Before we go, I've got the Greyhound recorder up here.
Yeah. I've found out how many races. Like, I guarantee he hasn't won anyway.
No.
I'm going to get Frosty Black Jay.
No, you two would have been doing cartwheels and handstands if it had have.
It did have a stage there when it came second twice in two cruel seconds.
Imagine if it came second like about 3 months ago. It went off like 260 in a race to win. $2. I was just shocked at this.
It hasn't raced since the 22nd of February, so it hasn't raced in a while. Still 130. This is a racing record to behold, everyone. 138 starts, zero wins, 10 seconds, yes. 18 thirds for 5,915 bucks with a win percentage of 0%. The last five races, that's gone off at 41 bucks, 61 bucks, 71 bucks, 81 bucks, and 71 bucks.
Probably it's not high enough, to be honest.
It's even topped 126. At multiple times.
Get out of here. Front door.
Get out of here, producer. There's another show about to take the reins here in the studio. Fellas, as always, thanks again.
Thanks very much, man.
No worries. I've rolled with that twice. Like, listen, subscribe, non-chasers, we're everywhere. And we continue to enjoy having a bit of fun. So, you boys.
Bye-bye.